time for Fit Life Today. I'm Jimmy Page. It's estimated that over 70% of all newspaper, television, and internet news is bad news. And with 24/7 access, it's easy to be inundated with bad news. I even get the headlines right on my BlackBerry. Well, in Jeremiah 49, he tells us that the people of Damascus would be dismayed by bad news. They would become disheartened, troubled, weak, and panicked by this news, primarily because they had turned their back on God and had lost His protection. Well, I think there are two lessons we need to learn about bad news. First, if the bad news or the warning is coming from God, we need to pay attention and turn to Him. Sometimes that means we need to confess sin, and most of the time we need to change our behavior as well as to get in alignment with His plan. Second, if we get consumed with reading or listening to or talking about bad news, it will destroy us. We will lose heart, we will be troubled and weak, and we will panic, just like those that don't know Jesus. Bad news can eventually destroy our faith and trust in God. Dwelling on bad news will destroy you. Instead, let's dwell on the character and strength of our God in the face of chaos and uncertainty. It's time to turn off the bad news and renew our minds. Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. Fit Life Today is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. To listen to or download Fit Life Today, visit fcahealthandfitness.org.